Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Wright's case and teenager Andy Lopez. His parents had argued the boy was killed by a Sonoma County Sheriff's deputy in violation of constitutional limits on police authority. We get more now from KGO 810's Nikki Medoro.
There were no civil rights violations when a Sonoma County Sheriff's deputy shot and killed 13-year-old Andy Lopez in October of 2013. The FBI and the Justice Department say they support the findings of the district attorney and the Sheriff's Department in the investigation of Deputy Eric Gelhaus. Gelhaus shot and killed Andy Lopez when he thought the replica weapon he was carrying was a real gun.
The court battle over the investigation into that deadly balcony collapse in Berkeley is going to have to wait a week. Segway Construction, the company that built the balcony, wants its representatives to be present when investigators examine the remains. Segway argues the fallen balcony and other evidence may have been damaged when it was removed and retained by the city of Berkeley. Six people were killed and seven others badly injured when that balcony collapsed last month. And now legislation is in the works that would expose the track record of contractors like Segway Construction. KGO 810 Scott Letiri tells us San Mateo Senator Jerry Hill is again driving the effort.
The company that built the downtown Berkeley complex, Segway Construction of Pleasanton, oversaw projects in which legal settlements totaled more than $26 million. But under current law, those settlements were not available to regulators. Hill said it's common sense and outrageous that contractors don't have to disclose such settlements. He said he sponsored a similar bill 4 years ago, but that did not get through committee.
Another act of vandalism is the driving force behind a unity rally tonight in San Francisco. A mural illustrating queer love in the Mission District was again vandalized Monday night. That is the third attack since the mural went up just a month ago. KGO 810's Tiana McLeese is live in the Mission with that story. Tiana?
John, the mural defaced represents pride in the Latino LGBT community, and the more than 100 residents, artists, faith, and community leaders here tonight say they will not tolerate hate. Supervisor David Campos, who is openly gay, says he will not let this incident define or divide his community.
To go from the incredible high of what happened in the last few days to seeing this was a very painful experience.
Now, this is being investigated as a hate crime by San Francisco police, who are out here tonight monitoring the rally. Live in the Mission, Tiana McLeese, KGO 810.
Millions of California workers are getting their first sick day today. The law now requires at least 3 days for every worker. KGO 810's Mike Simpson now clears up any remaining questions.
Well, it's estimated that more than 6.5 million Californians are now eligible for paid leave for the first time. The specific language is for building it up. 1 hour for every 30 hours worked.
They're earning sick days as we speak. Workers are banking hours towards a sick day. And that's exciting, but it's only exciting if people know about it.
Democrat Lorena Gonzalez authored the legislation and says companies have to let workers know they can take the time without retribution, and doctor's notes are not required.
Collusion over airfares? The Justice Department is launching an investigation into a handful of major airlines over the possibility they may be conspiring to keep airfares more expensive. Aviation correspondent Renee Marsh says the investigation was launched at the request of Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal.
Blumenthal pointing out that with all of the consolidation between these airlines, that only four major airlines now control roughly 80% of the market. And he had some concern that that sort of power would lend to coordination and higher ticket prices for consumers. He asked the Department of Justice to investigate this, and now we are getting word they are doing just that.
Now, Renee Marsh also tells us those four airlines have gotten rid of unprofitable flights, filled a higher percentage of seats on planes, and worked to slow growth in order to command higher airfares. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News Time is 8:04.
Jeremy was an uncontrollable alcoholic, and no matter what he tried, he couldn't escape his cravings.
I was absolutely torturing and destroying my family. I loved them more than I loved myself. but I just couldn't do it.
In a moment of desperation, he called his mother.
I begged her, find me something. Just please find me something. I need help.
It seemed utterly hopeless until his mom found My Life Recovery Centers.
She called me up and said, I think we found our miracle. And it sounded way too good to be true.
It involves a totally unique outpatient procedure.
It sounds so far-fetched. Within 2.5 hours of having my implant done, I couldn't have cared less about having a drink. I mean, it was that almost immediate.
The results are stunning.
The cravings don't come back. It was a godsend. It literally saved my life. I found a way out.
If you suffer from alcohol or opiate addiction, call My Life Recovery Centers. 800-653-1238. Find your way out. 800-653-1238. 800-653-1238. Physician-owned treatment center. Individual results may vary.
It is 8:05 on KGO. That means it's time to check your traffic. And here's Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. We'll start in the city. This look at traffic's brought to you by 1-800-4-INJURY. On the Embarcadero around Howard, a shooting has taken place. Traffic, and it is affecting traffic. On the Embarcadero, jammed up in both directions from the Ferry Building Marketplace and Folsom Street. Please, you might avoid the Embarcadero right now altogether. Crockett, 80 eastbound, still extremely heavy from Cummings Skyway across the Carquinez Bridge, almost a 29. And in Berkeley, 80 eastbound, traffic still unwinding. Your stop and go from Ashby back to the maze. From the tolls, minor slowdowns all the way across the Bay Bridge to the Skyway. Call 1-800-4-INJURY today and ask Attorney Kuvara any question related to personal injuries or accidents. Mr. Kuvara is a 40-year accident attorney, ex-insurance adjuster, rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau. This is a free evaluation call today. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, the relief pitching collapsed in the bottom of the ninth. The Giants lose again to the Miami Marlins 6-5. The A's beat the Colorado Rockies 4-1. And a rematch in the World Cup Finals. The U.S. women a chance to avenge last year's loss to Japan after the Japanese women beat the British today 2-1. And now your Bay Area weather forecast. Another heat advisory in effect. This one runs through 9 o'clock tonight. And in the meantime, we got rain this afternoon. In fact, there is still some rain moving through the Bay Area. High 90s and triple digits again blanketed portions of the Bay Area, but tomorrow some relief for those inland areas. Expect highs in the mid-90s inland, mid-60s at the coast. Pretty much the same forecast on Friday, even cooler on the 4th of July. Highs in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Right now around the Bay Area, we've got partly cloudy skies and warm temperatures. 80 degrees in Santa Rosa. It's 94 in Fairfield, 86 in Livermore, where it was 105 earlier. 76 in San Jose, 66 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Are we ready?
Check this out.
Hello, everyone. We would just like to announce that our party is starting now.
You having a party?
Are you ready to go crazy?
Pack up the babies and grab the old ladies. This is for you, America.
Let's get this party started.
You're getting ready to kick some mad flavor in your ear.
I'm sorry. Come again.
It's showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And away we go, live and local in the Bay and around the world at KGORadio.com. Yes, that's right. You can stream us and also on Facebook, join us at KGO Radio. And John Lobertini is joining us along with Heather. And well, we want to talk about Jim Carrey for a second because he just won't stop. Okay, California lawmakers. And Jerry, by the way, Governor Brown did sign the bill. So starting in 2016.
Yes, starting in 2016, parents will no longer have the opt-out option when it comes to vaccinations. The only way out will be if there is an illness.
All right.
Religious beliefs, personal beliefs don't count anymore.
Yay!
All right. So Jim Carrey, funny man, comedian extraordinaire, that's for sure. But he says the California governor says yes to poisoning more children with mercury and aluminum in mandatory vaccines. And the corporate fascists must be stopped. And he's been tweeting over and over and over again. And of course, he once had a relationship with Jenny McCarthy, and she became the public face of anti-vaccination, that movement. She said her son developed autism after receiving a vaccination. And so he takes exception and you know, obviously is on her side with this. And just some of the tweets rolling out here, in addition to calling him a corporate fascist, California governor says yes to poisoning more children with mercury and aluminum in mandatory vaccines. He's got to be stopped, this, that, and the other.
He never tweeted about the EPA decision, though.
He says, hey, mercury is in fish, and that's dangerous, but forcing all of our children to be injected with mercury is no risk. That makes no sense
it's
to me.
It's not in the vaccine yes. anymore.
Yeah, apparently
my head's exploding.
The vaccine in question is Tamiflu.
Yes.
No, that's not the vaccine. That's the mercury part. Well, and it's not been in vaccines for years now. He's so wrong on this. And the person that started this lie a million years ago was kicked off a JAMA or whatever.
This is over as of five years ago.
He's talking about it today.
The CDC can't solve a problem. They helped start. It's too risky to admit that they've been wrong about mercury and the Tamiflu.
Well, that's just it. There have been studies that find no link between vaccinations and autism. So, you know, Jim's barking at a tree.
The nail was in the coffin ages ago. I can't believe he still thinks he can get any kind of traction. Now, the good news, if you're as flipped out as I am about this ass wipe, is that Time Magazine just, 45 minutes ago came out with a great article that's simply titled, Jim Carrey, Please Shut Up About Vaccines. And so the media backlash and, of course, other people on Twitter has already begun.
Yes, but there were huge protests, and, you know, and I have to tell you, listening to Ron Owen's show, there are people who are emphatic about this.
Well, that's all well and good, but those people are incredibly selfish, because the truth of the matter is, you send a kid to school that hasn't been vaccinated.
That's right.
And you risk the health of other kids, and this whole thing started at Disneyland.
With the measles.
And they've traced it back to one kid. One kid had measles, gave seven other kids in California the measles, two in Utah. One kid. It's irresponsible. And you can sit there and you can pound a drum all you want, but you think about somebody else. And that's not what, and that isn't happening here. And
right.
I should note that former state assemblyman Tim Donaldson is working on a ballot initiative that would revisit the vaccine issue.
Let me ask you this, John. How do most other states handle this? Isn't it a mandatory thing? I mean, I remember growing up, I had to have them. I remember being state law.
I don't think it was a law. You just did it because we weren't
stupid.
We didn't second guess science.
Well, and we were coming off a period in time when polio in particular just scared the heck out of people.
Yes.
And I distinctly remember the conversations about polio and how, you know, we'd come up with a vaccine to, you know, prevent that from happening. I mean, there was no question. Now, fast forward to today, you have three states that have requirements that are this strict. And interestingly enough, they are Mississippi, West Virginia, and California. That's an odd pairing, but that's where you are.
Okay, so those are the mandatory states.
Yeah, three states.
Boy, that is an interesting mix, though, now, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
It is, but I would argue it makes sense. I think that, you know, there are plenty of people that would just love to blow up every rule and constitutional amendment in this country and start over, and whatever we end up with is what we end up with.
Well, the first state that drops out and secedes, that's where they can go. One of the things that I heard on Ron's show, someone called, and this, I'm just scratching my head. I don't have children, but she said her child was given all of the vaccinations at once.
Right.
And he became very sick for at least a month. And she was just saying, I'm not anti-vaccine. I'm anti-doing them all at once.
Well, they tell you after your children get these vaccinations that they're going to be lethargic. They may have flu-like symptoms, but they'll pass in a day or two. I mean, every now and then you're going to get a child that has a different kind of reaction.
Right.
You know, I have kids. We experienced everything.
Okay.
So, you know, I would say that was an anomaly.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Jim Carrey, go make another funny movie. That'll be a wonderful
thing. Yeah, stick to making movies.
God.
Go back to the mask.
And
I refuse
I've got
to
one
see
more,
his movies now.
And I've got, are we done with this?
Pretty much.
No.
I've
Unless
got breaking
dead.
News.
Yes.
From the Golden State Warriors. Draymond Green, who was considered the heart and soul of the Golden State Warriors during that playoff
That's
and championship
right.
run.
Yes.
He's been out talking to other teams. He's a restricted free agent. Well, not anymore. He has signed a 5-year, $85 million contract to stay with the Golden State Warriors.
Woo-hoo!
Wasn't he dancing with the Spurs? Did I hear that?
No, I don't know about that.
Okay, well, you know.
He was dancing on his bus during the parade and had a bit too much to drink, as I recall.
But, no, I heard some gossip this afternoon that he was shooting for $100 million. But if you're his agent, that's what you do. You shoot high and you land somewhere that's $85 million. You'll be just fine.
Well, what happened is that he talked to the Warriors, and then there was an announcement today that negotiations with the Warriors have been called off. And that there were other teams out there that were interested in him. And the way this restricted free agency thing goes, the player goes out, gets another offer, the team matches it.
That's what was said, is that
Draymond Green could only get a 4-year contract from all the other teams in the NBA. The Warriors were bucking for some sort of hometown discount, so to speak. And so what Green got was an extra year and an $85 million contract instead of a 4-year contract for, you know, $60 or $65 million.
Wow, you can rent a 3-bedroom place downtown now. Good for him. Congratulations.
And some say so as to where the helicopter at the nearby hospital lands.
All righty. Thank you very much, John Lubertini. We're going to go to Ken Cage next, by the way. And if he has a Gulfstream jet or a Lear jet or a private jet, he better make sure that he pays the payments. Even though you have the money, if you don't pay the payments, Ken Cage and Airplane Repo is coming after you.
Oh, I've seen that. That's on cable. That's pretty good.
Yeah, we're going to talk to Ken coming up next on the Drex Radio Show on KGO A10.
Are you ready to make a 6-figure income this year? Hi, I'm Chad Shinicky, a college dropout turned self-made millionaire. Over the last 25 years, my unique Find, Fund, and Flip system has allowed me to personally flip over $50 million in real estate and fund over $1 billion in other people's real estate deals. Now I'm ready to show you how easy and simple it is to find, fund, and flip houses or apartment buildings for instant profit in my Find, Fund, and Flip kit. For a limited time, I want to give anyone that calls a free copy of my kit. There's no catch. It's just free. In my kit, I'll show you how easy it is to assess properties quickly to find the perfect property for you to flip. I'll also share how you can tap into my funding sources to fund all of your deals, to flip apartment buildings or single-family homes with no credit, no cash, or experience needed.
To get your free kit, call 800-864-9517. Call now, and Chad will give you 2 free tickets to his workshop coming to the Bay Area. Call 800-864-9517. That's 800-864-9517.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Services may not be available in all states. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma caused by exposure to asbestos, you may be entitled to a cash award for compensation and to help with the expenses of treatment and care. Even if a loved one had mesothelioma and has passed, please call 800-514-9158 because you may be entitled to compensation. Mesothelioma is a rare cancer caused by exposure to asbestos. You may have been exposed to asbestos in shipyards or mills, in the Navy, or by working in carpentry, roofing, insulation, or in the construction or automotive industries. Time is limited. If your life has been devastated by mesothelioma or lung cancer caused by exposure to asbestos, call 800-514-9158 now. Call 800-514-9158. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-514-9158. That's 800-514-9158. Again, 800-514-9158.
Why settle for the off-the-shelf windows from the big box stores that you have to install yourself?
15 years ago, Bill and Kathleen started American Vision Windows and Solar to give great customer service. 15 years later, and they've become California's number one window replacement company.
Off-the-shelf windows don't look much better than the ones you already have.
That's why Bill and I are so happy that American Vision is offering the Del Mar Collection by Anlin. It's our most beautiful window and is now available in 9 different colors. So call us and let American Vision install them for free.
Transform the look and feel of your home while getting unmatched customer service, free expert installation, and a lifetime warranty.
Revolutionizing the home improvement industry, one customer at a time. American Vision Windows.
American Vision Windows, celebrating their 15th anniversary, and there's no better time to get brand new, energy efficient, beautiful windows from the number one window replacement company in California. Call now for a free upgrade to the Del Mar package. Call 888-475-6464. That's 888-475-6464.
CSLB number 778326.
Make this 4th of July a no-brainer. Hey, it's Sean Del Grant of the Del Grand Dealer Group,
a.k.a. DGDG.com. And when you visit DGDG.com, you can buy any one of our over 4,000 vehicles with confidence, knowing you'll be getting our brand new exclusive no-brainer price right up front. A price based on the KBB.com price advisor from Kelley Blue Book, the trusted resource. So be happy at DGDG.com.
Hear the news on KGO 810, then talk about it on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And away we go on the Drex Radio Show in the Bay, live and local, and around the world at KGORadio.com. And I want to say good evening to my next guest, Ken Cage, and the season premiere of Airplane Repo. It begins tonight. Am I right, Ken?
No, it's 2 weeks from tonight, July 15th.
2 weeks, July 15th. Okay.
Yes.
Well, I love the show. I'm a big fan.
Thank you.
And as I've been warning everybody, you know, you better, even if you're a billionaire, you're a millionaire, you better pay those payments because you're coming to get them.
we've gotten about 2,000 boats and airplanes in the last 9 years.
It really is incredible to watch because you think of these people as being multimillionaires and they have lots of money, but yet some of them still don't pay their bills.
It's a paper millionaire that we deal with a lot. People that get a few dollars quickly, and then the banks overlend, so the people appear to be a lot wealthier than they are. And those are the ones we deal with a lot. So we deal with egos a ton with these people because we're the ones that are crashing everything down around them.
Right. I mean, and, you know, when I look at the show, there isn't a lot of cowboying like there used to be in the old days. It's very sophisticated, and everything has to be done by the book. And I'm always very interested in watching what you guys, you know, you have to have the flight book and all of the records in order to get the money and from the banks. Tell everybody how that works.
Yeah, well, I am a licensed repossession agent and also a licensed broker to sell these things. So basically what happens is either a bank or an attorney calls us up, says somebody hasn't paid. I'm also a licensed private investigator, so I do the investigation. I locate the assets, and then we've got to find out a way to get to the asset legally. So, you know, some of the stuff, you'll never see me jumping a fence, for example. Because, you know, with the license, I just can't do stuff like that. So we have to get to the asset, and that's the tough part. Once we get to it, then we have no idea what conditions it's in, and we have to somehow try and figure out how to get the airplane, for example, from the debtor's airport to a safe location. You know, so then it's finding the logbooks to see what kind of maintenance has been done. There's so many different facets to it, so many different parts to it.
Do you hope, I hope they leave the hangar door open, or
no.
What does that end up looking like?
You know, most of these, especially the jets, they're kept in hangars. And in almost every case, they're not personal hangars. They are hangars with 6, 7, 8 aircraft in them.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, a lot of times our airplanes are buried. So we get into the hangar, like, oh, great, now what do? We got to move 5 airplanes to get to ours. there's a lot of negotiation that goes on. Drex, I saw you are from Pennsylvania, correct?
That's correct.
Yeah, I'm from Philadelphia, so I still live here. I went to school out in Western PA, and that's honestly just messing around. That's how I learned how to do a lot of these things that I do, you know, how to talk to people, how to get information from people, how to make sure they don't know exactly what I'm doing.
There's exactly a lot of sneaky things going on. Yeah, but I mean, when you're hunting down $12 million Lear jets, that's a whole different ball game. And I've seen you have some close calls. People, you know, they want to run over you, they want to shoot you. They you know, you're taking off. They're trying to stop you with their cars. It's just insane.
Yeah. It's all happened and then some. And it's funny. I'm listening to the weather report. You know, while I was waiting to come on the show, and I'm here in Livermore, I'm like, yeah, I was there. I've been there, and, you know, pretty much every town in California, I'm like, oh, yeah, I remember when I went there for this or for that. So,
funny.
You know, we've just done so many.
Can you name names? Whose plane did you take in Livermore?
Actually, I'm not allowed to. The confidentiality, that's one of the laws.
I mean repossess. Oh, okay.
Yeah, and we do say steal, which people get upset about because you kind of act like you're stealing it. You have the same mentality, even though it's completely legal and we're not stealing anything.
You're
we just say it. And then people are like, oh, you're not stealing. You're right. We're not. we're repossessing it. We just have the same mentality.
Well, and you struck a chord with me in my mind thinking about the Bay Area when you said paper millionaires, paper billionaires, and that we've got a lot of that going on here. And, you know, and sometimes people, you know, what your stock number says doesn't really equate to what you have in the bank. And that's probably where there are problems, right?
Yeah, absolutely. One investigation we did, which led us to repossessing 8 or 10 different things, including a horse that went to the Kentucky Derby a few years ago.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but the bank was willing to lend this guy $125 million. And at the last second, somebody said, "Do you think we ought to look into it?" Turned out that, you know, he said he was worth, just say, $60 million. But $58 million of that was an accounts receivable that he owed himself. But he didn't put it on the accounts payable side. So it was just like a completely phony financial report. So I'm looking at this report. I'm like, did you see this at all? Oh, no, we didn't realize what that meant.
So it's that just clerical error.
So it's like when he says accounts receivable and it's his name, that never struck a chord. So it's a lot of stuff like that where, you know, you can make financials sing, dance, and tell jokes if you want them to. And that's what happens a lot of times with the wealthy, or the assumed to be wealthy, is that they're able to work those reports to make them look to be much better off than they are, which makes the banks much more aggressive in lending, which creates the huge bubble that we had from, gosh, the end of 07 through 2011.
Right, yes. And by the way, the banks love you because they get their money back, they get the aircraft back, and then they get to fly it, then they get to sell it again.
Yeah, banks love money. That's all they know is money.
That's so right, yes.
Turns out. Airplane,
yeah, the boat or the airplane means nothing to them. All that is money that they're not able to get their hands on. So when we go out and repossess these things, like I said, we are licensed brokers. We do retail brokerage and the repo brokerage. And we turn those lost assets into cash back for the bank, which then they can lend again and start making money on their money again instead of losing money on the money. So,
well, and then there's a trickle-down theory also. I mean, there's a lot of moving pieces, and there's a lot of people employed in the industry. And the industry suffers when these people don't pay their bills.
Absolutely they do. And it's, you know, again, you're getting yelled at one time by a towboat captain, how can I do what I do? I'm like, well, if I don't do it, the banks don't lend. You're not here. That restaurant's not here. The mechanic's not here. The gas isn't here. And just go right on down the line. So it's an industry. Aviation and marine, they're industries. And without the banks lending money, those industries don't really exist, at least not to the level we know them. If we're not there to kind of offset the risk that the banks take, then they don't lend that money. So, you know, we're a very small part of it. But we just give the banks the confidence to know, hey, if this loan does go south, we're not going to lose all of our money. We're going to lose some, but not all of it. And that risk offset that we provide gives them the confidence to lend aggressively and keep all these industries the way that we know them.
We're speaking
which is
with
a good thing for everybody.
We're speaking with Ken Cage. Season 3, the premiere of Airplane Repo, will play on July 15th at 9 p.m. When we come back, I want to ask you about some of the close calls, because I've seen some of the close calls and it's very scary stuff. Don't go away. 808-0810 is the number if you have a question or a comment. And we will continue after we check in with the KGO Newsroom on KGO 810.
Rest easy in luxurious comfort during Mancini Sleep World's Best Buys Mattress Sale. Enjoy drastic savings on top brand quality mattresses, including Tempur-Pedic, Serta, Stearns & Foster, Beautyrest, and Sealy Posturepedic. And with no interest for up to 48 months, the savings really add up. Our family started Mancini Sleep World in 1969, and we're committed to providing you great value and a healthy night's sleep. Visit one of our 34 stores for this limited offer. Mancini Sleep World's Best Buys Mattress Sale. Visit sleepworld.com.
Want a more colorful summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Great Summer Painting Party, June 21st through July 6th. With colors like Beach House, Julep, and Fireworks, summer never looked better. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Your time is just that. Yours. That's why Premier Express from Mercedes-Benz is made for you.
With no appointment necessary, you can pull up anytime, get dedicated vehicle maintenance, and be in and out in about an hour or less. It's quick, it's convenient, and it's one more way we can give you something special. The luxury of time. Visit mbusa.com/Premier Express today to find a participating dealer near you. Premier Express, it's about you. And it's about time.
Are you ready to make a six-figure income this year? Hi, I'm Chad Shinneke, a college dropout turned self-made millionaire. Over the last 25 years, my unique find, fund, and flip system has allowed me to personally flip over $50 million in real estate and fund over $1 billion in other people's real estate deals. Now I'm ready to show you how easy and simple it is to find, fund, and flip houses or apartment buildings for instant profit in my find, fund, and flip kit. For a limited time, I want to give anyone that calls a free copy of my kit. There's no catch. It's just free. In my kit, I'll show you how easy it is to assess properties quickly to find the perfect property for you to flip. I'll also share how you can tap into my funding sources to fund all of your deals, to flip apartment buildings or single-family homes, with no credit, no cash, or experience needed.
To get your free kit, call 800-864-9517. Call now, and Chad will give you two free tickets to his workshop coming to the Bay Area. Call 800-864-9517. That's 800-864-9517.
Well, we've got lots of paper millionaires here in the Bay Area. That's for damn sure. And although they may have a $12 million Learjet, if they don't pay the bill, it's going to be repossessed. And we're speaking with Ken Cage from Airplane Repo about such things as that and yachts and, well, a whole lot of other things. We'll get to it right after we check in with John Libertini in the KGO newsroom.
Well, Drex, our top story at the bottom of the hour is the physical trait and its connection to alcoholism. It turns out the color of your eyes has a lot to do with deciding whether or not you become an alcoholic.
Researchers found that among European Americans, those with light-colored eyes have higher rates of alcohol dependency than those with dark brown eyes. They also found that the strongest link was between those with blue-eyed people. The study said they don't know the reason for the link, but do know that genes that determine eye color are situated along the same chromosome as genes that are known to be linked to alcoholism. A study back in 2000 made a similar conclusion, noting lighter-eyed women drank more over a month-long period than dark-eyed women.
That's correspondent John Stolness. And now to conservation and the high price of water. Californians are conserving water in record amounts.
Residential water use dropped almost 29% in May. That's the steepest drop since Governor Jerry Brown asked everyone to cut back.
We really think the message definitely getting through. We are somewhat cautious because we know that there were some rains in the state in May, and rainfall means that folks aren't watering as much.
Karen Tregovich is chief of the conservation program at the State Water Board and says the next step is summer cutbacks.
That's KGOA 10's Kristen Haynes.
They've saved about 30% in both May and June, which is great.
Great, but not enough to stop a water surcharge from going into effect today for East Bay Med customers. That's an extra 25% on top of the 8% increase the board okayed for improvements. The utility's Abby Figueroa says the extra money is going to help buy water during the drought.
If we get some rain and snow this winter, and if the drought is still going on, though we're not in as bad of a situation, the board of directors always has the option of reducing the surcharge or, you know, making it go away. We might still be in a water shortage, but there may not be a need for a surcharge.
That said, East Bay Med customers being urged to use just 35 gallons of water, and that includes any outdoor watering that might be done. Big news on the cancer front tonight. Doctors at a Los Angeles-based research center have created a therapy using salmonella to fight an aggressive form of pancreatic cancer. More now from KGO 810's Nikki Medoro.
Experiments on mice show the therapy often triggered complete regression of tumors. Dr. Don Diamond chairs the experimental therapeutics department at City of Hope. He says the idea to use salmonella came from a doctor who used bacteria from Streptococcus against cancer cells.
So what was later found is that you could use the other bacteria, namely salmonella, to achieve the same thing. We're doing it in a much more regulated fashion and with sophisticated genetic engineering.
He says his hope is that the process to get it approved for human use will take about 3 years.
Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News time is 8:33.
Did you know that the highest point is Mount Everest?
Yeah.
Did you know the lowest point is the bottom of the Mariana Trench?
No.
And that the highest combined points scored in an NBA game is 370?
What's your point?
The point is, Point Palooza is going on right now at Cache Creek.
What's a palooza of points?
Millions.
How many millions?
6 million points every weekend.
Wow.
And from July 4th through the 6th, they're giving away 18.5 million points.
What would I do with that many points?
It's Cache Creek, so there's a lot. Tons of dining choices, play some golf, visit the spa, stay in their fabulous room, see a great concert, and...
Okay, I get it. There's a lot I can do with all those points.
That's exactly my point.
Don't you mean Point Palooza?
Exactly, Point Palooza. Only at Cache Creek Casino Resort. Play here, play the best. Visit www.cachecreek.com for more information.
Every Sunday at 10 a.m., tune into Your Financial Life with Pat Fitucci, a new show providing education and guidance to individuals actively saving for retirement and that are serious about reaching retirement goals. Your Financial Life, Sundays at 10 a.m.
Hey, neighbor, Ace is the place for craftsmen. This 4th of July weekend, for 4 days only, choose from a variety of Craftsman products, like a tool bag or screwdriver set for only $2.99 after $2 instant savings with Ace Rewards Card. So drop by your neighborhood Ace this weekend for Craftsman products and other great savings, because getting help at Ace is like going to your neighbor. July 3rd through 6th at participating stores. Limit 2 each. Store stock only. See store for details.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It is 8:35 on KGO. Time again to check your traffic. And for that, we head to Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. This look at traffic is brought to you by the Alameda County Fair. 80 eastbound at Treasure Island. Please watch out for a mattress that was in the left lane. Traffic is a bit sluggish back to the Skyway. Now in Crockett, 80 eastbound, you're very heavy from coming Skyway, still across the Carquinez Bridge, almost 29. Back to the city. There was a shooting earlier at Pier 14, and police activity right now has the Embarcadero northbound jammed up tightly between the Bay Bridge and the ferry building. So if you don't have to go that way, don't. Find another way around. Southbound direction is fine, honestly. Cordelia, road crews doing paving operations again tonight, causing stop-and-go traffic now from Gold Hill Road almost to Marshview Road. It's not just summertime, it's Alameda County Fair time. Come rock the red, white, and blue with 4th of July rock and fireworks and big new Action Zone attractions, including Demolition Derby, Monster Trucks, and Extreme Rodeo, all free with admission. Visit AlamedaCountyFair.com and their Facebook page for more info. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
In sports, just hours after contract talks had reportedly broken down, the Golden State Warriors announced a 5-year, $85 million contract with power forward Draymond Green, arguably the heart and soul of the W's NBA championship run. The Giants lose to the Marlins. The A's beat the Rockies today. Well, day two of this heat wave actually included some rain. And we've also got a heat advisory in effect for about another 25 minutes. Livermore and Antioch, the first to hit triple digits this afternoon, and that's the reason most of the Bay Area is under that heat advisory. Inland neighborhoods will get some relief tomorrow with highs in the mid-90s, mid-60s at the beaches. Same on Friday, and it'll be cooler for your 4th of July weekend. But don't tell that to the folks in Fairfield. Partly cloudy and 95 degrees at 836, 78 in Walnut Creek, 64 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Tune in and hang on. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And good evening. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. And we are speaking with Ken Cage, who is part of the Airplane Repo Show on Discovery. And it will premiere July 15th at 9 o'clock. Ken, again, thank you for joining me. And I know that, you know, boy, things are getting competitive when it comes to the repo business. And you've got 5 employees working for you and increasingly competitive, as I mentioned. But you've had some close calls during the show.
Yes. Yeah, we have a lot of close calls, though.
Yes. I don't know how you do it, man. I know it's good money, but some of the things I see with you and Kevin and Mike, I'm thinking to myself, wow, because some of these airplanes sit for a long time.
They do. They really do. And those are the ones, obviously, that you just don't know what you're getting into. And the clock's ticking the entire time while you're trying to figure out what the airplane, you know, what the condition really is. And that's the tough part, and that's when things get squirrely. You know, when you're waiting for those last-minute checks, it just never fails. That's when somebody comes out or something happens to try and just blow up the whole mission for you. And, you know, I mean, it's great because the production company, after it's over, like, oh, that was so great. And we're like, that stunk. That was, I mean, we almost, you know, and they just love it. And we're like, that was horrible. We hate that. And they're like, no, that's great for TV. So
oh, I'm sure you scare the hell out of them. I mean, you know, there are people who say, well, you know, not all of it's true and you've got to. But the fact of the matter is there's some of it's dramatized because you can't always show all of these people's faces and they don't want to be seen. And that's just the way it plays out like any other show.
Right. And you know, Heather asked earlier about giving names in Livermore. And it's like confidentiality. We have to protect our debtors and we just can't do anything that isn't ethical and fair to the debtors.
All right.
So that's why a lot of times. But everything, you know, like I said, I've done 2,000 repos in 9 years. So everything you're seeing either is happening live or has happened. You know, we have enough stories. We don't need to make them up.
All right. Oh, perfect. Because someone called and was like, that seems scripted. And I was like, I don't know.
Well, there's a setup. Yes, I mean, you know, obviously if you're shooting 100 hours of tape, it is edited. So let's go to Bob in Santa Rosa. Bob, you're on the Drex Radio Show with Ken Cage.
Hey, Ken. I got to give you thank you for letting me on. You have the best reality TV show ever produced. It is amazing. It's like there was a show about the guys climbing Everest. It was a reality-based show that was, like, just mind-blowing. I locked in on a Saturday one day, but I love your show.
You.
I'm a big, big, big fan. I think it's just – there's just an I'm an adrenaline junkie, and there's an adrenaline rush there when I watch it. Just wondering, though, is there any room maybe to try to put a postscript in, like, whatever happened to that plane, you know, afterwards? I mean, I'm thinking about the one episode – where the guy went into the with the bush plane into Washington State and he flew it out and he didn't have gas and it was like, you know, whatever happened, you know, that type of thing. If there's any kind of postmortem that you could do, that would be kind of cool. Love the show, man. Just love the show.
Thank you very much.
Heather and Drex.
I do too, yeah. Yeah.
Like Heather and Drex bought the plane, painted it pink, and now we fly it around on the weekends.
Something like that. Sure as hell isn't mine.
Yeah. I don't have the money for it. but it really is amazing. And I think that, you know, some of the stuff is so scary. And I think one of the things that I wanted to go back to just for a second is how important that damn logbook is, because it can cost. It's a difference between making, you know, your full commission, which is 10%, right, on the repossession.
That's standard, yeah. Not everything is, but yeah, that's a standard number that you can go with.
Okay, and then it's a whole hell of a lot less if you don't have the logbook.
Yes, yeah, and again, that's something that's more important for Danny and I because we're licensed brokers as well, so we're always thinking about that sale at the end, and again, getting every dime back to the bank so they're happy. A lot of times, especially depending on the age of the aircraft, that can minimize or reduce the value by up to 50% on
right.
certain aircraft.
I don't think people realize that. It's
huge
thing.
Because, I mean, just imagine if it's a 1981 Citation, you know, something older like that. Everything that's been done mechanically to that aircraft since that period of time has to be redone. And then there's airworthiness directives that the FAA comes out and says, hey, on these 1981 Citations, you have to change just, for example, every bolt in the wings. And you can tell the new bolts, but yet you don't have the books. You have to redo every single thing.
And then you guys get in there a lot of times to do the repo and you find something wrong and you can't take it because, you know, it has to be flight worthy and ready to go.
Right.
Yeah. And then you have to back out and then the debtor finds out and off they go. Let me ask you, have you feared for your life? How close have you gotten?
There's been a lot of stuff. And I'm so focused when I'm doing it that I don't think that way. When you go back and think about it afterwards, it's like, that was pretty close. I mean, you're going to see some really good episodes and one of the scariest situations that's happened to me you're going to see this year. So, you know, I don't want to give that away, but I mean, we've been chased. We've been, you know, people have shown us their weapons. I've gotten hit by a car, somebody trying to block me from the airplane. I mean, there's just all
that's
kinds
intense.
Of.
Oh my God, Suge Knight.
Well, these are big boy toys and they want their big boy stuff.
Exactly. And it's egos. I mean, that's the thing I get back to. I used to work for Chrysler and did the collection side. And I made those phone calls to the moms and said, hey, you know, we got to take your minivan. And that's heartbreaking. I mean, that was brutally difficult for me because that's not a toy. That's something, that's their way to work. That's their way to get their kids to school and get to the supermarket. That's hard. What we deal with now is just the egos because they want to look good. And there was one episode in the first season where they showed me walking up with the debtor and saying, listen, nobody knows what's going on here. You know, if you keep it down, we can just tell them you sold me the boat. And we do stuff like that to minimize and to help them with their ego so people don't know what we're there for. We're not embarrassing them and let them maintain their dignity. If we can do that, the repos go a lot smoother. It's a process, but that's something we always try and do is say, listen, we're not trying to embarrass you. Stuff happens, and that's life.
And do you find one group of individuals more difficult to deal with than others? I mean, you know, there's rich, there's wealthy, and then there's, you know, people who have $100 million, and then there's billions. So you got the millionaires and the billionaires. I mean, you know, they all have to pay their bills.
They all do. And, you know, I mean, again, going through that financial crush that we all went through and we all saw, I mean, that was real difficult because there was a lot of people that were put in a situation they never had been in before and assumed they would never be in again.
Yes, when the stock market crashed. Right.
There was a jet I picked up in Concord, California. The fella said he owned all kinds of property, and it was worth, you know, 18 months before he was a billionaire. And now, you know, he's not even a millionaire because the property devalued that quickly. It's just that kind of stuff. And it is heartbreaking because they didn't do it. It's not their fault. It's just something that happened. And I think the fact that we're empathetic and we look out for people the best we can. Now, if you come after us, we're just going to – we'll act accordingly. But if people are going through a tough time, we have to have that heart and just say, we understand. We're not here to embarrass you. Let's keep it quiet and we'll work together. And that's usually how we can get people from a super high energy, ready to shoot at us and swing shovels at us and hit us with cars, down to, okay, you know, and when you get a thank you note from a former millionaire thanking you for making the process better.
Oh, wow.
We've got a few of those that we have framed in the office because we do take pride in that. So, but to answer the question, usually the younger people that are not nearly as well off or don't have the status that they think they do, they're the ones that come after us hard.
And they're the ones that are chasing you as you're taking off in the in the Gulf Stream. They're behind you trying to catch up in their cars. Well, good luck with that. Yeah.
So that's amazing. Yeah, you have to be like a great negotiator. Yeah. And really quick on your feet.
Well, yeah.
And that's I think that's something because we've had so much experience. You know, nobody's done the kind of volume we have. And we have government contracts now, so we're dealing with all kinds of crazy stuff. You know, I mean, we're able to do that quickly. But again, the goal is always to treat people right. And I think, you know, you had mentioned, Drex, earlier about the cowboy mentality. That was the old mentality, is to not treat people properly.
Yeah.
And to kind of kick them when they're down. And we're like, you know what? We're not doing that.
Yeah,
we're not, because nobody is immune to life.
Kill them with kindness. Ken Cage, thank you very much for speaking with me this evening. Season 3 of Airplane Repo will premiere Wednesday, July 15th at 9 p.m. on Discovery. It's a great show. If you love these kind of, like I said, big boy toys and a lot of action, it's a great show and you'll love it. Thank you, Ken, and have a great holiday. Hey.
Thank you so much, both of you. I really appreciate it. Happy 4th to you both.
Thanks, and continued success. All right, let's take a break. And when we come back, one of the things I want to talk about, and I know that this has been in the news before, but it turns out that it is turning and churning a little bit more, the pom-pom pay. California bill gives cheerleaders minimum wage. Now, I didn't know any of this was going on because I've only been back to the Bay for 6 months. So some of this blows my mind. We'll chat about it next. Oh, and yeah, I want to play for you live with Kelly and Michael when the fire alarm went off and they had to keep doing the show because it's live across the United States. It's really freaky.
I don't know if I want to hear a fire alarm going off.
Well, I'm not going to play
or
the
Michael,
4 minutes that
Kelly.
They had to put up with. Yeah, that's next on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Services may not be available in all states. Attention, women. If you or a loved one sustained injuries caused by transvaginal mesh, bladder mesh, pelvic sling, or bladder sling, you may be entitled to a cash award and compensation. The FDA issued a public notice to doctors and patients concerning injuries
injuries caused by transvaginal mesh, bladder mesh, pelvic slings, and bladder slings. Please call now if you or a loved one has had one of these devices implanted. You may be entitled to a cash award and compensation. Time is limited. If you or a loved one's life has been affected by complications from a transvaginal mesh, bladder mesh, pelvic sling, or bladder sling, you may be entitled to a cash award and compensation. Call 800-251-0435 now. Call 800-251-0435. Our toll-free phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-251-0435. That's 800-251-0435. Again, 800-251-0435.
Attention opportunity seekers. How would you like to make an extra $3,000 to $5,000 in a month selling products directly imported from China? Hi, I'm Andy Sherman, and I'm a retired rodeo bull rider who turned a few hundred dollars into tens of thousands of dollars instant profit in the USA. Now that I've perfected my three-step formula for flipping products from China, I want to teach you how. For a limited time, anyone that calls can get a free copy of my Importing from China Made Easy Profit Kit. It'll show you my secrets on how to import anything from China for serious profit. Work directly with the factories to remove the middleman and how to have your products branded with your logo before they ship. My Importing from China Made Easy Profit Kit will help you start your importing business so you can put some serious cash in your pocket.
To get Andy's free Importing from China Made Easy Kit, call 800-294-0446 now. Call in the next 30 minutes and Andy will also give you two free tickets to his live training coming soon to the Bay Area. Call 800-294-0446. That's 800-294-0446. No business opportunities will be offered. Just education.
Want a more colorful summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Great Summer Painting Party, June 21st through July 6th. With colors like Beach House, Julep, and Fireworks, summer never looked better. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Now more of the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
You are listening to the Drex Radio Show, and you can follow us on Facebook at KGO Radio, or you can tweet us at Generation Drex, all right? That's where we're at. So this is pretty much your worst nightmare on a live show. And by the way, when you do a live show, we're doing a live show. As I say all the time, last night we didn't have any lights, but they fixed that. But, you know, I've been in studios before when the alarms are going off or the ceiling's collapsing, you still have to talk. You still have to keep dancing. So live with Kelly and Michael, the alarm went off for 4 minutes.
Hey, everybody. It's Monday, June 29th, 2015. Should we be concerned with that?
Doesn't sound like a fire alarm.
I'm sure that's not dangerous to anyone here. Unless it is.
Should we move away from the wheel?
It's a good thing this isn't live TV.
Yes. We'll figure it out. We'll just yell for the rest of the show. Yeah.
And it was a fire alarm, but I guess it was a false alarm, which was a good thing because you're supposed to move out anyway. I mean, that's basically the rule. But that went on for 4 minutes. That went on for 4 minutes. I want to
that's pretty bad.
Have John Lobertini from the KGO Newsroom join us for a second to talk about the pom-pom.
Not you, pit. Heather, just me.
Yes, join in.
I'll go to the restroom.
Hey, it's all good.
I'm going to go pull the alarm.
No,
ha, ha.
That
See, you know what?
Flying.
You put something into her head and look at what happens.
I know. Well, I ask her if it's gone off before. She says, yes, you play music and you leave.
I actually did it at the old building multiple times.
Okay. And did you leave?
No.
No. All right. Nobody ever believes the alarms.
Well, if I'd smelled smoke, that would have been another indicator, but there was no smoke, so I suspected there was no fire.
I think where there is smoke, there is fire when it comes to paying cheerleaders. And I'm shocked by this, as we talked earlier in the day, that this story is an old story, but it has a new spin because the bill approved by the Senate on Monday and sent to the governor for his signature would require that cheerleaders be paid at least minimum wage for overtime and sick leave if they work for professional sports teams based in California. And I'm thinking to myself, minimum wage? Are you kidding? Rooting for our professional teams, that's all they pay these women?
Yeah, yeah.
What?
It was a stipend at best. It was viewed as an opportunity for them to, you know, be seen. When the truth of the matter is that these cheerleaders make these teams money. they are part of, you know, what makes going to an event fun. Most of them are beautiful. And, you know, it's not easy what they do.
No, and I was reading here in this story from AP, Raiders cheerleaders were paid $125 per home game, $12.50 per season in a contract that included hours of unpaid rehearsals and charity and commercial appearances. I guess this one spokesperson, the attorney Sharon Vink, said that translated to less than $5 an hour. I'm just shocked by it.
You know, don't laugh, but I've been to the Oakland Raiderette tryouts, and you should see those women when they come in to prepare for these things. Multiple changes of clothes, boxes and suitcases full of, I presume, makeup and other beauty products. It's amazing to see what they invest in this, and anybody who's done some dancing, and I'm sure Heather would concur here, that, you know, dancing and choreography and all that stuff takes a lot of time.
That's a job. There was a show on, I don't know if it was TLC or whatever, but they did behind the scenes of the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders, and it's intense. The workouts, and then, you know, you get cut, and it's emotional, and you have to quit your other job. These girls that I saw on Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders had to quit their other jobs because they had to dedicate so much time to being a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader.
Oh, yeah.
And then to find out, I don't know what Dallas is doing, but to hear these kind of stories where these girls, you know, are now, there's just now a push for the governor to sign this bill so that they get minimum wage, I scratch my head and say, the NFL, we're talking hundreds, if not, a billion-dollar industry. What?
You don't get paid for showing up for all these rehearsals where you practice and learn the routines that you're going to perform the weekend.
Right. That counts.
And it
should. I would think so.
Apparently not.
You might find this equally shocking, but the men and women who referee those games, they make less than $5,000 a game to do that. The referees, the people that are
on. No, that's amazing. Are you kidding? $5,000?
It's actually more like three.
But that's a great.
That's better than
pay
minimum
scale.
Wage.
Well,
yes.
No, but the point is that
that's $1,000 an hour, John.
You'd think that. Yes, but it's 3 hours of work. You know, once a week for 16 weeks. I mean, you'd think that in a sport that generates billions and billions of dollars, that the referees who are arguably under as much scrutiny, maybe more than the players themselves, would be worth more than that. I mean, you'd figure that would be, what, a $100,000 a year job maybe because of all the training and all the stuff that you have to do?
There may be other expenses.
There may be, you know, other expenses added in there. But the point is, they're not making much either.
Yeah, but when you compare it to the cheerleaders just making, that we have to sign a law to give them minimum wage.
Well, I think conclusion that NFL is slave labor.
And by the way, I always have to qualify most of these conversations with this, which is kind of disturbing to me. California legislation is believed to be the first of its kind in the nation to set that change, to make them be paid at least minimum wage. You got to be kidding. At least we're leading the way. You get minimum wage.
California, Uber Alice.
It'll be interesting to see if Governor Brown signs that. I don't see how he doesn't, but, you know, he's a bit quirky, and he doesn't often care what people think. So
We shall see. You are right. All right. Thank you very much, John Lobertini. I appreciate it. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back with the beginning of the Late Night Late Show wrap-up, and we will check in with John next on KGOA 10.
If you've got an IRA, 401k, or pension plan, I've got some really bad news for you. The IRS wants you to think these qualified plans are the best way to save for retirement. They give you a tax break when you contribute. Sounds good, right? Wrong. A qualified plan could be a tax disaster when you retire. With $17 trillion in debt, taxes are already going up. Imagine paying a top tax rate of 94% like they did in the 1940s. There is a better way. It's an alternative the ultra-rich use that beats the pants off your IRA or 401k. It's been around for years. Your money grows tax-deferred, has no taxes during retirement, and no income taxes when you die. Plus, you can grow your money potential double digits with no risk of losing money when the market crashes. If the market tanks like 2008, you lose nothing. Call 800-698-2121 now to talk to a specialist and get a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, to protect yourself from taxes and crashes. The next 37 callers get free shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call 800-698-2121, 1-800-698-2121. That's 1-800-698-2121.
Why settle for the off-the-shelf windows from the big box stores that you have to install yourself?
15 years ago, Bill and Kathleen started American Vision Windows and Solar to give great customer service. 15 years later, and they've become California's number one window replacement company.
Off-the-shelf windows don't look much better than the ones you already have.
That's why Bill and I are so happy that American Vision is offering the Del Mar Collection by Anlin. It's our most beautiful window and is now available in 9 different colors. So call us and let American Vision install them for free.
Transform the look and feel of your home while getting unmatched customer service, free expert installation, and a lifetime warranty.
Revolutionizing the home improvement industry one customer at a time. American Vision Windows.
American Vision Windows, celebrating their 15th anniversary, and there's no better time to get brand new, energy efficient, beautiful windows from the number one window replacement company in California. Call now for a free upgrade to the Del Mar package. Call 888-475-6464. That's 888-475-6464.
CSLB number 778326.
Jeremy was an uncontrollable alcoholic, and no matter what he tried, he couldn't escape his cravings.
I was absolutely torturing and destroying my family. I loved them more than I loved myself. But I just couldn't do it.
In a moment of desperation, he called his mother.
I begged her, find me something. Just please find me something. I need help.
It seemed utterly hopeless until his mom found My Life Recovery Centers.
She called me up and said, I think we found our miracle. And it sounded way too good to be true.
It involves a totally unique outpatient procedure.
It sounds so far-fetched. Within 2.5 hours of having my implant done, I couldn't have cared less about having a drink. I mean, it was that almost immediate.
The results are stunning.
The cravings don't come back. It was a godsend. It literally saved my life. I found a way out.
If you suffer from alcohol or opiate addiction, call My Life Recovery Centers. 800-653-1238. Find your way out. 800.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.